SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
And our next conversation, the president must reject the unconstitutional Electoral Matters Amendment Bill. And joining us online, I do have Minaj Jinnah, Executive Director, My Vote Counts. Good morning and welcome to Sunrise.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This actually has been making top stories this week. The National Council of Provinces adopting the Electoral Matters Amendment Bill. Now, both houses of Parliament have adopted the bill despite being warned of its unconstitutionality. The bill will now go to the President for consideration. Do you think the President will, how will the President react to this?
Well, that's yet to be seen. I think the president should do the right thing. He's very much aware of the risks of signing this piece of legislation. He's very much aware that certain amendments in the legislation is unconstitutional and will be subject to constitutional court challenges. But at the same time, the president is also the president of the African National Congress, which is in a financial crisis and which wants to and is very keen on amassing huge amounts of money prior to elections in order to bolster the election campaign.
And for any citizen of this country, what will this mean? Let's say hypothetically he goes and he signs. What is the impact?
So let me just first explain what the bill is in its entirety. So the Electoral Matters Amendment Bill was introduced by the Minister of Home Affairs in December last year, and it was introduced because the Electoral Act changed. So the way we vote is changing. And that means several other pieces of legislation needs to change in order to bring independent candidates into the fold. So the purpose of this bill was just to change these several other acts. But what the ANC had done is inserted several other clauses that undermines another piece of legislation called the Political Party Funding Act, which legislates how parties can be funded, transparency and accountability around that. So the clauses that deal with the Party Funding Act is what is unconstitutional. Everything else is fine. And what it means practically is, if let's say the president signs this bill in its current form next week, what it means is that the thresholds in the Political Party Funding Act, so there are two key thresholds. The one is a reporting threshold of 100,000 Rand. So political parties need to disclose all their funding above 100,000 Rand each quarter. The second is it places a limit on the amount a single donor can give to political parties of 15 million Rand. And the purpose of that is to limit amount of influence that people with a lot of money can exert over parties. And we've seen what type of influence money can exert with the Zondo Commission and other cases. If he signs it next week, he'll do away with these thresholds. That means that the ANC and other parties can bring in huge amounts of money with no limitations, and we don't know about it.
And what happens to those, for instance, if I want to donate my cash and for some reason my cash is tainted, or the money that I'm bringing in comes from fraudulent activities? What is in place to make sure that monies that are being used are clean?
So this is the thing. So in 2021, this piece of legislation came into effect, the Political Party Funding Act. And it's the first time that we have a piece of legislation that governs these types of things. So the type of limitations that it places on party funding is parties can't receive money from illegal activities, for example. It also says that parties can't receive money from foreign states and foreign governments, for example. And it places many other limitations that most importantly protect the voter and also protect our democracy.
And lastly, Minaj, when he talks about you not being able to get money or getting a certain amount of money, we said what if it's a lump sum, if I have a donor that has a lump sum, why yeah. should I be limited though? Does that not breach, you know, the democracy that we are all singing on a daily basis?
Well, the purpose of the limit in the Act is to limit the ability of private actors to use money to influence politics. The reality is that since even before 1994, so since 1990, money has been used to get access to politicians to influence policies in various ways. So there needs to be a limit in order to limit that ability.
But you and I both know money and power go hand in hand.
Yeah,
they absolutely go in hand in hand, and we will be very, you know, blindsided if we say it doesn't. But I suppose whichever way it goes, look, if they feel that's the right thing to do, where money should not be related to power, we will pretend we are not seeing. But from my point of view, money and power, hand in hand. Minaj, thank you so much for joining us. And unfortunately, we have to end it at this point. This would be a very interesting conversation to carry over and see what then happens and to see what the president decides to do with, you know, that particular bill. Thank you so much this morning for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Minaj Jinnah, Executive Director, My Vote Counts. Will the president reject the Unconstitutional Electoral Matters Amendment Bill? What do you think he will do? But honestly, truly speaking, money, power, same WhatsApp group.